You ready?
Yes.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vishnu Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhagya Prabhu Bhuta Krit Bhuta Krit Bhavo Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavana Bhutatma Paramatma Shamuktanam Paramagati Avyaya Purusha Sakshi Kshetrajno Kshareva Yoko Yoga Vidaneta Pradhana Purusheshwaraha Narasimha Vakushriman Keshava Purushottamaha Sarva Sharva Shivastanur Bhutadir Nidhiravyayaha Sambhavo Bhavano Varta Prabhava Prabhudishwaraha Swayambhu Shambhuraditya Pushkaraksho Mahaswanaha Anadidano Data Vidata Daturuktamaha Akrameyo Rishikesha Padmamana Homara Prabhu Vishwakarma Manuskrashtasta Vishtasta Virodhrudhaha Akraya Shashvata Krishna Lohitaksha Pratardhanaha Prabhu Tasrita Krugdama Pavitramamandaram Param Ishana Pranada Prano Jesha Shresha Prajapatihi Hiranyagarbho Bhugarbho Madhavo Madhasudhanaha Ishvaro Vikrami Tanvi Medhavi Vikrama Kramaha Anuttamo Duradarsha Kritajna Kritiratmavan Suresha Sharanam Sharma Vishvareta Prajabhavaha Ahasamvatsaro Vyala Pratyaya Sarvadarshanaha Ajasarveshvara Siddha Siddhi Sarvanirachutaha Vrishakaviramedatma Sarva Yoga Vinishritaha Pasurva Sumana Satya Samadma Samyitasama Amodha Kundari Vaksho Vrishakarma Vrishakritihi Rudro Bahushira Vandhur Vishvayonik Chuchishravaha Amrita Shashvata Stanur Vararoho Mahatapaha Sarvaga Sarva Vidvanur Vishvaseno Janardhanaha Vedo Veda Vidavyango Vedango Veda Vitkavihi Dokarnyaksha Suradhyaksho Dharmadhyaksha Kritadhritaha Chaturatma Chaturvyuhas Chaturdamshvash Chaturbhujaha Rajishnur Bhojanam Bhota Sahishnur Jagadabhijaha Anago Vijayo Jeta Vishvayo Nipunarvasuhu Upendro Vamana Pramshuramo Vachuchirujitaha Atindra Sangraha Sarva Jadatma Niyamo Yamaha Vedyo Vaidya Sarayogi Viraha Madhavo Madhuhu Atindriyo Mahamayo Mahotsaho Mahabalaha Mahabuddhir Mahavirya Mahashaktir Mahadhyutihi Anirdeshava Pushrimaname Yatma Mahadhridhir Maheshvaso Mahibarta Srinivasasadangatihi Anirdha Suranando Govindo Govidampatihi Marichirdamano Hansasuparno Bhujagottamaha Hiranyanava Sutapa Padmanava Prajapatihi Amrityus Sarvadrik Simha Sannata Sandhiman Siraha Ajodurmarshana Chasta Vishrutatma Turariha Gurur Guru Pamodhama Satya सत्यपराक्रमः निमिषो निमिषश्चद्विपाशस्पतिरुदारधीः अग्रनिर्ब्राह्मणे श्रीमान् न्यायो नेता समीरणः सहस्रमूर्धा विश्वात्मा सहस्राशात् सहस्रपाद आवर्तनो निवृत्तामा संवृतः सम्प्रमर्दनः अः संवर्तको वह्निरनिलो धरणीधरः सुप्रसादप्रसन्नात्मा विश्वनिर्विश्वभुक्तिभुः सत्कर्ता सत्कृतः साधुर्जन्मनारायणो नरः
विभुः
हिरण्यगर्भादिरूपेण
विविधं भवति
भवति
इति विभुः
इति विभुः
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 Now the thing is, vibhu often just means the one who is all-pervasive. That's a standard meaning. Who's being, then it would, the V upasarga, that little preposition, has different meanings. One is vishesha, whose being is in a particular way, for instance, whose bhavati, that being is independent being, pure sat, pure being. You could take it like that. The one who pervades everything, he is the being of everything. That's one meaning of vibhu. But V also means vividam. Vividam means many and varied. Okay. And so these words that have a preposition, the preposition of the upasarga often has many meanings, and which means that often the word can be translated in different ways. Because the but it has to be, this is the caveat. Say, for instance, he has many different meanings. The meanings that we choose for vibhu have to be applicable. So if vividam, as many and varied, is applicable to Bhagavan, the one who takes many forms, many and varied forms, is vibhu. Also, the one who is all-pervasive is vibhu. So that's why it's not just one meaning. That's true for compounds also. When you're reading the commentary, like Shankara's commentary, you'll see often he will take a compound and break it in more than one way, because it can legitimately be broken in both of those ways, or in all three ways, and all three are applicable. You see what I mean?
And different.
Do they mean differently? They're different, but they apply still. They're not wrong. And so you can take it this way, you can take it this way, you can take it this way, which is very beautiful. It's only when, if you break the compound in a way that is not applicable, if he's afraid that somebody might break it that way, he'll say, mm-hmm. not like this. Like this, but not like this. So that's something to know, something beautiful about Sanskrit.
Yeah.
So here, we read this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hiranyagarbha adi rupena vividam bhavati iti vibhu. So here, it means the one who is, or has become, has come into being, vividam, or who exists in many and varied ways, who exists variously, many and varied, vividam can be taken as indeclinable, the one who exists in many and varied ways, as, rupena, in the form of Hiranyagarbha, etc. So Hiranyagarbha, Virat, all of the devatas, you know, in many and varied ways, Bhagavan, because Bhagavan has manifest as the whole creation. Exists as the whole creation, he exists as Virat, as Hiranyagarbha, as all of the devatas, as all of the living beings, of all of the five elements, it's endless. So the one who exists in many and varied ways. And then Swamiji also adds, the Lord as the Sat and Chit is the basis, the invariable in and through all the varieties of the Namarupas. Therefore, he is the Vibhu, manifesting as the many, even as Hiranyagarbha and other devatas. Vibhu also means all-pervasive, Purna. Purna means that which is completely full, infinite. The Mandukya Upanishad talks of him as Nityan Vibhu. Timeless and all-pervasive. Okay? So both meanings are there. So Vibhu, then Satkarta.
Satkarta.
Satkaroti.
Satkaroti.
Pujayati.
Pujayati.
Iti Satkarta.
Iti Satkarta.
So, Satkarta, when we say that Ishvara, that Vishnu is the Satkarta, what this means, one meaning, let me translate this word first. Satkaroti. Satkaroti can mean pujayati satkarta. That's just one meaning. Satkri means to honor or to treat with respect. If you look it up in the dictionary, you'll see that. It also means pujayati, just to worship. Okay? So, but here Swamiji gives some more. I'm sure it's probably in Shankar's commentary, which I didn't see today. But it means this. Existence is not created, right? Sat, being is not created. It's nityam, it's free from time. So in that aspect, Bhagavan is not the Satkarta, because Sat itself is not created. However, as the upadana karana, as the very material cause of all nama-rupa, right? The nama-rupa, which comes into manifestation, so you say that Bhagavan is the creator of nama-rupa as though, beginning, so not really the creator. But the nama-rupa itself has only sat for its being. So he is the sat-karta. It means as the upadana karana is the very material cause of all nama-rupa, right? He is the very being because of whom that nama-rupa has come into being. There is no creation of the sat, but the sat is the truth of the nama-rupa. Right, so Swamiji says this, and I like the way he says it. He goes, how is the doer the author of sat? He is the doer, the author of sat karma. What is the sat karma for Ishvara? He says, the creation of this empirical jagat, this empirical world, as opposed to pratibhasika, the subjective creation, so the yavahara, so the creation of the empirical jagat is the sat karma. What exists is reality, sat. So what exists, reality is, what exists is reality. Therefore, he cannot create sat, reality, because it already exists. Right? So sat karma is the creation of this saratmaka jagat. Jagat whose nature, whose truth, whose being is sat. Right? Like the being of the pot is clay. So this jagat, really, as its upadana karana, is only sat. So he is the creator of the saratmaka jagat, the jagat whose nature is sat. Why is this world said to be saratmaka? Because it has its atma, its being, in the said vastu. You know what vastu means? Vastu means that which actually is. What actually is sat. Like this is in just vyavahara, empirical reality. Everything is this is a vastu, that's a vastu. Everything that you see is a vastu. But upon analysis, everything that you claim to be this thing, upon analysis is only results into Brahman. So the only real vastu is Brahman. All of these are just infinitely divisible nama-rupa, right, that have no being of their own. The real vastu, the word vastu always resolves into Brahman, into the saratmaka Brahman. Okay. So why is this world said to be saratmaka? Because it has its atma, its being, in the said vastu. What is created is only nama-rupa, names and forms, which have their being in the said vastu. The Lord, as the said vastu, tadatmanam swayam akuruta. This is from the Taittiriya. Tadatmanam swayam akuruta. He himself in the form of that Atma created all of this. Tasmat tat sukritam uchate. Therefore, what is created is sukrita. Well done. Anyway, go on.
So when he created this world, when he created this world out of himself, how should we really take that easily?
It's just understanding satyam mitya, that this maya creation, the maya creation which itself is beginningless, has no being at all apart from the self. And in fact, there is really no creator. Right? There's no creator because the creation is beginningless. So the creator is only going to be in terms of the upadana karana, what is actually there. Because even if you say Ishwara is the karta, that karta is beginningless. Mm-hmm. Right? So there's not really any karta. There's nobody there to make a decision because it's beginningless. And Ishwara, also to even talk about Ishwara as anything functional, it has to come into manifestation, right? The maya in the avyekta, in the unmanifest condition, is not in any condition to create anything, because unmanifest. But that cycle of unmanifest, manifest, unmanifest, manifest is beginningless. And so the very nature of the creation, that the very nature of the creation is, how do I say that? You can talk about a creator, but the creator is beginningless. So then when you start thinking about that, there is really no creator.
So there's no start to the cycle, is
there's
that why?
Yeah, exactly. There's no start to the cycle.
And that's why you say there's no creator.
There's not really any creator, right? Because beginningless. Mm. But then, if you want to talk about a creator, you're talking about the conscious being, and the conscious being is Brahman with this Maya Upadhi. It's just that there's nobody created Brahman, timeless. Nobody created Maya, right? Beginningless. Nobody created Ishwara, right? Because time was beginningless. And so Ishwara didn't decide to be Ishwara, or as Ishwara is, and Ishwara didn't decide for the creation to be in a particular way, because the maya itself is beginningless. See that? Consciousness doesn't do anything, because non-dual, right? And maya, from beginningless time, goes into becomes manifest, goes into resolution from beginningless time. And so where is there a decision there? There's no decision from the standpoint of Brahman. There's no decision from the standpoint of Maya, because there's never a time when that cycle was not. Maya is like a... I always forget that word that Swamiji uses that I like. Incidental attribute. Tatasta. The incidental attribute of Brahman, which means that it doesn't bring about any change to Brahman. It has no being of its own. So once you start talking about something that has no being of its own as being a creator, that doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense for Brahman to be a creator, because timeless. So it just means that the creation and Ishwara, and Ishwara is also not separate from Maya. So to start thinking of somebody who made a decision to create, that's not true. It's just like for you going from the deep sleep state to the dream, there's no one there to make a decision. Let me dream now. Right? There's just simply the manifestation of the dream. Well, this is nice too. The verbal root kṛha, prefixed by sat, has also the meaning of pujana, worshipping. So what he says for the sat karta, if we take that second meaning of pujana, he says, in his avatars as Sri Rama, Sri Krishna, and others, he sets examples of dharma by doing sat kata, offering due worship and honor to the elders. So an avatar means when Bhagavan takes birth in form of an avatar, they become exemplars, you know, for that sat karma, you know, sat karta. And sat karta means especially in the way, in their manifestations of dharma, right? And Swamiji just used the example of how they treat their elders. Mm. All of the dharmas that are held in the Vedic, the Vedika dharmas, they become exemplars of that Vaidika Dharma. And so in that way, also they worship the elders, the sadhus, learned people in the way that they're meant to be worshipped. So they become exemplars for us for how to follow Dharma. That's nice. Let's do one more. Sat Kritaha.
Sat Kritaha.
Pujitaihi Api.
Pujitaihi Api.
Pujitaha.
Pujitaha.
Sat Kritaha.
Sat Kritaha.
So here, it says, the one who is worshipped by everyone. Okay, so look at the Sanskrit. Pujitaihi Api. Pujitaha. He is worshipped even by those who are worshipful. He is worshipped even by those who are worshipped. So it means by everybody. Even the most exalted, even those people who themselves are worshipped, those people also worship Bhagavan. So he is worshipped by everybody. And then Swamiji also talks about, because of the Satkarta of the previous verse, Satkritaha is similar. This is Satkarta is an agent noun from Kartra. The one who does the sat, the one who creates the sat, the vyavahara. Okay. So you can also take here sat kritaha as the one who is created, right? Kritaha is a past passive participle. So Swamiji says that, and that's not in the commentary here, but Swamiji says, as the creator of this jagat, he is sat karta, the creator of the jagat, namarupa. The namarupa come from him. He can't create the sat. The Namarupa comes in the manifestation, so we say he's the creator of the jagat. As he is also the upadana karana, the material cause, he is also the jagat that is krita, created and created well. So as the if he's the creator of the jagat, means from the with the Maya Upadi, all of the Namarupa come into being, but then the material he is also the material cause of that. Of that creation, as the sat. So he says, he is also the jagat that is krita created. He says, and he is also the upadana karan, the material cause, because he is the jagat that is created, and the truth of the jagat is the sat, sat chiratma. That's all. And then the people whom we honor and worship, such as our elders, brahmanas, sadhus, and other people, even they worship Bhagavan. That's it.
Om Swasti Prajabhyah Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahi Mahishah Go Brahmanebhya Shubhamastu Nityam Loka Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu Kale Varshatu Parjanyah Prithivi Sasya Shalini Desho Yamsho Parahitah Brahmana santu nirbhayah Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah Sarve santu niramayah Sarve bhadrani pashyantu Ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet Asato ma sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya Mrityor ma amritam gamaya Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudakshate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.